Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gaumond, and welcome to the show. Is the volume too high? I don't know. Let me turn it down a little bit. Well, no, I'll turn it up because it's lower than I thought it would be. Okay, so there we are. It's, what day is this? This is Thursday. I was not here yesterday. I was doing things and had to take care of some information, and I'm overcoming a cold, so I thought, I just need to chill out. So I chilled out. So, and I usually do the show about 4 days a week, and it's usually, if I'm going to be off, it's on a Tuesday or Wednesday. Like, next week, I will be off on Tuesday, and it'll be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, right? Yes. So how's everyone? Are you having a great day? So I'm going to gear the show around the idea of relationships, how to start a relationship. And not so much how to, well, I got an article on how to end a relationship or what to do at the end of a relationship, but also how to maintain a relationship. Now, many of you know I'm writing a book, and it's really channeled material, and it's from my spirit group. It's information from source energy. You call it God, I call it source. Source energy through my spirit group or spirit guide, Sarah. So that's what the book's about. And it's primarily about vibration. Back to vibration, huh? Matching vibrations and all that fun stuff. So I've been doing some writing the last couple of days on relationships and vibration and all that. So that's what I wanted to get into today. And now I have callers. I'm not sure if we're in sync here. But if you're interested in relationships, I'm going to equate it to my book and what I've been writing about and what Spirit's been telling me about relationships and vibration and all that fun stuff and why we get into relationships and how to maintain a relationship. That's what it's really all about. And how is – well, we can talk about that because it's in the book. There's a bit about how to get into relationships, but it's probably not something you're thinking about is how. So I have a couple callers, then I have some articles, but I do have an article which kind of ties into my discussion today about relationships. And then I have an interesting article on cannabis. Ooh, cannabis. People are going, no, not cannabis. Yes, cannabis. But I'm going to start the show with an Abraham quote, and that'll take some calls. Because I always like to get into my Abraham quotes from the Abraham material, you know, the Law of Attraction, The Secret, Esther and Jerry Hicks. Now it's just Esther. But this is from a quote from a workshop in Chicago, Illinois on April 24th, 1999. Okay? Your action has nothing to do with your abundance. And you could say that about relationships too. Now, that abundance being any kind of abundance, you know, money, relationships, whatever it is. When Abraham uses the word abundance, it can carry over into a lot of aspects of our lives. So your action has nothing to do, nothing. The word nothing is really big here. Nothing to do with your abundance. Your abundance is a response to your vibration. Ooh. So that's what we're talking about today. Whatever you want is in response to your vibration, your thoughts, which relate to your vibration, which you're putting out into the universe, into the community. Of course, your belief is part of your vibration. So if you believe that action is part of what brings your abundance, then you've got to unravel that. They're saying, no, action really doesn't, you know, I have friends that talk about inspired action. Of course, you've got to do things, and of course, you've got to work or do anything, but that isn't necessarily your abundance. It's your vibration that's the abundance, and the vibration can relate to your work, or vibration can relate to what you're doing, because if you're in a positive, high-energy vibration, putting out all kinds of love and positive energies, you're going to attract good stuff into your life, but you're all negative and all grumpy all the time and, you know, kind of like all the time, guess what you're going to attract? You're going to attract more of that. It really is true. It absolutely is truth. So I'll get back to you guys. So you know kind of where I'm setting the show up on is, where's your vibration? Are you positive? Are you love-filled? Are you kind of, I'm not doing so well? So let's see if people still want to talk to me. Okay, so 773 831. Oh no, yeah, 831 and 313. Let's go there. And let's see if we can tie this into this whole thing about relationships, because I'm going to get into my book a little bit, the whole section about relationships in a minute after the calls. Hello.
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 Hello. Hey,
yes.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? How's your vibration today? How's your vibration?
My vibration is pretty well. I'm pretty
good.
Positive. I'm
excellent.
Good.
So what's going on today?
I was just calling because, I mean, you said how to start relationships. It's funny, over the last weekend, I ran into a lady friend of mine from college that I always, you know, had a crush on and stuff, but we never, you know what I mean, we went out a couple of times, but that was about it. So I was just calling to see if you have any insight in regards to, like, see us, you know, getting together or something like that.
Why not?
Right. Why not?
Why not? Why not? What's holding you up? What's holding you from getting together?
Nothing at all. You know,
then go for it. I'm not gonna. Yeah. I'm not gonna say you're gonna get married next week. No, I'm not gonna tell you that.
Right,
I'm not gonna say
you're.
I'm not gonna predict a lot of outcome. But you have a great opportunity here to find out if you really match up well. Okay, because, you know, over years, things change. You know, people change, they adjust,
right.
And values change, interest changes. So you have a
right.
great opportunity to see. You do have a great opportunity here to see what's going to happen. Okay, so go for it.
Okay.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to jump into it.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You got to be a little – you got to be assertive here. Assertive. Not aggressive,
yes,
but
sir.
Assertive. Okay?
Right.
Got it?
All right.
Go
yeah,
for
it.
No, it'll
cool.
it'll be good. It'll be good. Just go for it.
Cool.
Okay, because you have
all
a background.
Cool.
See, part of it is your energy fields are similar because you have a similar background, and you have common ground, and which is really important in a relationship is common ground, like you school, right? And so you have that kind of thing to build on. It's not like a total stranger.
Mm-hmm.
So you have something to build on. So you can work through this. Okay.
Cool.
Got it.
Cool.
Take care. Bye now.
Thank you.
Yeah, without getting into too deep into a prediction on that sort of thing. But, yeah, it feels like has a good thing going there. You know, if people meet about many, many years later and you kind of reconnect and you feel good about the reconnection, why not? Yeah, go for it. Yeah, and I'm going to get into what I've been writing about on this whole thing about vibration and relationships and how that works out. And because relationships, and I'll take a couple more calls in a minute, but are relationships and how, and especially romantic relationships, partnerships over the last millennials of time have shifted a lot in people's lives. And I'll get into that and why they have shifted, you know, why people got together originally and why people get together now in a lot of ways are completely different. And one of the things I'll share, and I've read this also myself, that is the concept of marriage for love is really new in the history of man. We didn't marry for love. Love was not part of the deal until recently, okay? Which is a good thing, right? See, love was developed. You didn't marry for love, but you developed love. Or you didn't. Or you had affairs, right? So... well, we'll talk about that a little bit more. We'll get into depth on that one about, so yeah, this whole concept of love and soulmates and yeah, whatever. Okay. It's new. Believe it or not, it's relatively new. Now, back then, way back when you might've met your soulmate, but you never married your soulmate because, or what you would call a soulmate, because you were married and you were under obligations to be with somebody. You know, all those movies about all those affairs that went on hundreds of years ago had a lot to do with that. So 831 and 313, 831. Hello.
Hello, George. This is Lily from California.
And well, how are you
I would
today?
Like to say, I'm doing fabulous.
How's your vibration?
I feel mellow, very calm-like today.
Well, that's
but
a good thing.
On that and relationships, I changed my vibration And there was a point where I said, okay, universe, my higher spirits, I'm ready for one. And 3 days later, I saw him vibrating from in this very bluish green tone, and I married him a year later.
Very cool. Very cool. That's kind of what we've been talking about, is this idea, and Spirit put it, what I've been writing about, is a little bit, it's like a magnetic vibrational field that you get into, that you, this magnetic vibrational field pulls people in, just kind of sucks you into each other, okay? Because you're vibrating
at
the
same time.
But it
is a manifestation.
Yeah.
It's a manifestation.
Right, but your vibration, you know, the law of attraction will teach you or tell you that if you're putting out a certain vibration and you're asking from that vibration for a partner, that's what you're going to attract, somebody who matches up to you. That's what you saw. Does that
right.
make sense?
Right.
If you're all negative and grumpy and kind of angry all the time, guess what you're going to meet, you know?
Yep.
If you're always thinking about the old relationships and all the problems and all the difficulties, well, you're going to get a new one just like that one. So you change your vibration, you change your thought patterns, because that's what it's based on, and you manifested a new one just based on that, right? You're a living testimony to how it works. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
My question, though, would be,
yes.
I have been changing that vibration in terms of my finances and employment. And I'm currently an in-home nurse. And I dearly love this one individual and helping them out. But there's been a lot of that complications of different negative vibrations in it. How does one... First off, where do you see me going with this? And
let me answer this.
Walk away?
Let me answer this, because you're in the midst of trying to attract vibration clients, right? Let's just use the word patients, clients, right? Who match up to your vibration, right?
Right, correct.
So,
and I'm stuck in one that I can't get rid of.
Well, instead of dumping it, create a new one, manifest a new one, so you can walk away. That's what you'll do. Because once you start creating a new one, a new situation, the old one will fade away, because you have an excuse, a reason to move your energy somewhere else, right? But in the meantime, you got to shield yourself from that vibration of what you're talking about, right?
Okay.
You can't carry it around with you. Correct. You can't take it home.
Correct.
You can't take it on your vacations with you. You can't take it into the shower with you. Yeah. You have to release that energy every day. I mean, constantly releasing and staying out of that vibration, because it'll drag you down, and then you're just going to attract another one just like it, right?
That's how it works. Yes.
So, yeah, you'll get a new one, but you got to make sure that you guard yourself from the kind of put that little shield around yourself to avoid. And, you know, I hear from Spirit, the simplest thing to do, which kind of helps you in this whole thing, is when you start to feel that vibration that's negative around the situation, right? Start looking for things to appreciate, even in the person that you're dealing with. Start looking for things to appreciate about that person. You know, instead of all the negative about them, what's they've lived a long time. You can appreciate their, you know, longevity. You can appreciate all the things that they have achieved in their life, blah, 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 whatever it is, or even the situation, or appreciate the art or whatever it is, appreciation or gratitude. I'm grateful I have this job. Yeah, I'm grateful I have this job.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So you go from you always want to move your head into that appreciation gratitude mode, and that'll keep your vibration up even in kind of a weird situation. Got it? Go for it.
Got it.
Take care.
You.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I like how Spirit works with me, because sometimes, you know, in this whole process of, you know, I'm talking to her and how do you change? How do you get out of this? How do you shield yourself? And automatically the word appreciation or gratitude pops in. I go, yeah, that's it. Okay, let's use that one. That's a good one. say one more caller. And then I have an article. I'm going to go into what I've been writing. And I have an article which kind of relates to what I've been writing about. And then we'll go from there. We'll talk more about where's your vibration? You know, remember the Beach Boys? Good Vibrations? I love that song. 1967 or 66. Way ahead of its time. How many people back then were thinking about good vibrations, right? Or maybe vibrations have been around a long time. The idea of your energy field. Where is it? She gives me good vibrations. Ooh, she makes me feel good, right? That was in the song. If you remember the Beach Boys. They're all old now. Really old. They're older than I am by stretch of years. Wow. Yeah, the Beach Boys and the Beatles. That was the war in Southern California because Beach Boys were kind of out from Southern California. So it was always this kind of Beach Boys, Beatles, Beach Boys, Beatles. Who were you more into, right? If you're into the surf scene, you're kind of into the Beach Boys. Okay, I'll take a caller. I just kind of wandered off into this whole memory lane thing for a moment. Okay. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Whom am I speaking to?
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit. How is Detroit these days? Ah, the Angels beat the Tigers today. Good for them, huh? Okay, well, we won't get into baseball. I was born in Detroit, see, a long time ago. Lived outside of Detroit. If you know where Rochester Hills is, that's where we had a farm, small little farm. Now it's all
messages from the other side.
It's all changed now. So how's your vibration before I do that?
It's awesome.
Okay, so who is it that's trying to communicate you? Father's side of the family, female energy, going back a ways, generations, okay, like a great grandmother kind of sort of energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very simple message I get for you, and you're going to kind of think, well, why do I get this? But I get it anyway. Keep playing. Now, I'm not sure what playing means here. Do you play a musical instrument?
No.
So it's okay. So playing here is what she's saying. No. She means keep enjoying life. Keep looking for the positive in your life. Keep playing. Don't get life. Let life drag you down. Don't let circumstances. You just have to keep playing at life. Keep enjoying life. Keep seeking things that feel good in life. That's kind of the message for you. Is I guess things must be dragging you down a little bit lately because I just get this whole thing about you just enjoying life, play and enjoy life, find things to play with. Okay. Got it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. I don't know if that meant anything to her or not, but that's I got to go with what I get. I can't just, I'm not going to try to make up stuff, right? Okay, so what are we doing here? Okay, so we're going to go into my writing. And bear with me, I'll take calls because I can do this. I can spit and chew at the same time. So if you have any questions on it, I've read some of it for people. Okay, so I'm starting this section. It's all about, I'm asking the question of spirit, my spirit guides, this whole thing about, a lot of people have anxiety and fear about the future of a relationship, either starting a relationship or maintaining a relationship. Love to hear your comments, speaking to spirit here, about relationships and overcoming the fears associated with them. And then they go on to say, and I'm not going to read everything. I'll just kind of go through it and highlight some things because that would take a long time. And I don't, you don't want to hear the whole thing. We're assuming that you're speaking primarily about romantic relationships. Observing humans, we find that relationship the most perplexing of situations. You all desire to have love and to be loved. You evolve with the genetic makeup to form groups and special relationships. You developed from the start both sexual and emotional needs for a partner. You guys agree with that so far? You know, that spirit saying, yeah, we kind of developed in an early stage this need to have both sexual and emotional partners. As your societies became more complex and the nature of relationships evolved, anxieties and fears grew out of the complexity of society. Relationships, simple plan was to connect primarily for procreating and maintaining a tribal and family environment. Okay, the complexity came in when you started to seek relationships based on mutual attraction and love. It feels like you're concerned about how to cope with the anxiety of maintaining a relationship and what to do with a relationship and having difficulties. People come to you, okay, blah, blah, blah. They're just making a statement to me. You would advise people to pay attention to the vibration of the situation. When two people are committed to being together and developing a relationship, there's a certain vibration between the two people. Does that make sense? Okay, are you with me so far here that when I'm basically what they're saying and telling you to say is that people have a vibrational connection. Early we spoke of the magnetic connection between you and source energy. The same magnetic energy is present in a strong developing relationship. We feel the connection with the other person and you're drawn to each other to communicate. Okay, I've got to go through and edit some of this. And so if it doesn't make sense, it's editing time. So I apologize for any, like, what is he talking about? When you begin to lose this magnetic connection, communications begins to dissipate. When one party generally pulls away from the connection, the party feels the disconnect. The other party feels the disconnect. The loss of that the magnetic connection. Obviously, there are various reasons why one party would pull away. Okay, I'm going to skip forward because we've got into this whole thing. I'm going to go down a little bit further. We've been talking about this magnetic connection between two people. Let me get into this. In older societies, that connection was developed and grown based on the needs to maintain a family and to survive in tough environments. Self-interest became secondary to the survival of the unit. You know, when I was writing this, they're kind of showing me a picture of a farm. You know, you work on a farm. It isn't necessarily all about your own self-interest. It's the maintaining of the farm and the family is primary, the whole thing there, right? Or living and surviving in a city where one person has to work and the other person has to stay home and take care of the kids. It's survival. That's what they're saying. As societies became more complex, the need to just survive became less necessary. Self-interest began to dominate. The shift was from us and survival to me and what to do to get back and what do I need to get back from this relationship. You begin to desire more than survival, and your emotional needs took priority. Of course, in a healthy magnetic relationship, both partners have a balance between their own needs and assisting their partner with their needs. I know I'm going through this quickly, but that's the whole concept of here is, and I'll kind of go back over it a little bit, is that we have grown as a society. Earlier in our histories, it was all about survival. And so we came together for the basis of survival. Now, where survival isn't as necessary, our focus has basically become about myself, okay? Me. It's about me. And that's where relationships get lost. Of course, in a healthy magnetic relationship, both have – okay. But going back to the original question about relationship and when you feel that the other person partly has drifted away and what you should do, when you reach the place in every very difficult to pull back somebody back into a relationship and reestablish that magnetic connection, the fact is that you haven't established the us. Now, go back over that a little bit. When you reach this point where the relationship starts to drift apart, and that what I'm saying here and what Spirit was telling me is that you haven't established the us part of the relationship and you're still in the I mode. One or both parties are still seeking to satisfy their particular needs. If at that point you can reestablish conversation based on the benefit of a shared mutual interest in the us that has significance or value for both parties, the relationship will, if you haven't been able to do that, okay. I got to rewrite this a little bit. So if you can't reestablish this basis of us, the team, the us, the unit, and it's still about the individual, then that one or the other individual will leave the relationship because it's about me. It's not about us. That magnetic connection greatly will last. This initial magnetic connection generally will last about 3 to 6 months at the beginning of a relationship. Being aware of that fact is very important to establish the us relationship within that time frame. So if you're in a relationship in the start and you got all this warm, fuzzy stuff and you're going all excited about the relationship, it's time at that point before you get to that 3 months or 6 months, if you really want to maintain the relationship, and this is communication, you need to develop the us part. It's not about my own interest or your own interests. It's our interests. It becomes an us thing. Okay, so moving right along. What does it mean to have an us relationship? It means that the focus is on the unit and the care and feeding of the unit. This dictates that there is sacrifice and compromise in the individual parts of the unit. You like that? Sacrifice and compromise to maintain the unit. Ooh, this takes, okay. The question is, what does love have to do with this? Right, the old song, right? Love is that magnetic force. As you begin to establish the unit based on respect, appreciation, compassion, communication, and an unselfish attitude, that magnetic field, love, the couple will then develop into a strong friendship. Romance, sexuality, and tenderness between the two will flourish in this environment. So as you develop that vibration, and we're going to talk more about vibration, I don't know if we're going to go too much more into this today, because I have an article that talks about a lot of this I wanted to jump into. Maybe I'll share some more of this tomorrow, the last part of this whole section, because I got pages of this stuff. Okay. What if one person is unwilling to establish the us relationship? What if the focus is on their specific needs and not the needs of the couple? In this case, the relationship will not grow and will not go beyond the initial stage. When one party feels it's starting to take place, the initial response would be to emphasize the importance of being a couple and not separate individuals. If the other party is unwilling to sacrifice and make an effort to balance the needs of both, then the relationship is doomed. The second part of your statement bears consideration: how to attract relationship where you can build that magnetic connection. So let's start with a bold statement. I see you have a caller. I'll be with you in a second. Let me get through a little bit more of my writing, or spirit's writing, what they're giving me. The relationship is already set in place. Before you came into your physical bodies, you set up agreements to have certain individuals to be part of your life. There are agreements for individuals to play roles in your life. That would include parents, siblings, friends, and yes, lovers. That would also include potential marriage and life partners. We can sense some questions the same, but why have I had failed relationship, and why isn't the right person in my life now? You know what? I'll leave it there. Well, maybe we'll get into that tomorrow, and I'll do some more writing tomorrow on this whole subject. I got to go back and editorial, do the editorial part of this, edit some things that I can see where they need to be corrected. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about why, you know, that magnetic connection, how to get there, and a whole big section of this, and I'll do some more writing on it from Spirit about getting that partner. Ooh, it's about vibration. Basically, simply put, it's about vibration. It's your vibration and your magnetic field that attracts somebody. Like that caller earlier, she raised her vibration and bam, the right person came in. Because you're always going to attract somebody at the vibration that you're at. You're always going to attract. Now, if you're kind of into somebody in a different vibrational level than you, they're not going to work. It's not going to work. It only works really well when people are at a really good at the same vibration. Now, it could be negative. I mean, it's not guaranteed that you're both in a really positive place. And those negative vibrations, kind of people at low vibrational states do get together. And as I wrote in here, that it's not always the most fun. Okay? So I'm going to get into another article. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. We'll get more on this whole vibrational relationship thing in tomorrow's show. And then I have a nice article that kind of talks about a little bit about when one person's vibration changes, what happens. Okay, I got a caller. Let me take the caller. Got a few more minutes left in the show. Oh, maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't.
Hi there.
Hello. It's working.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I had a cold, but it's getting better.
Oh, that's
How are you
good.
Doing?
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. So what's going on? Why are you? I know Holly. You're Holly. I know who you are. Okay?
Maybe just a message.
A message?
From those dead people.
Yeah, I know. Male energy. Father side of the family. Okay? Male energy. Father side of the family. You know, I think I've told you this before. And I keep getting the same thing for you. Same thing for you. Or maybe it's somebody else. I don't know. But this is a very strong message. They're expanding on the message as I'm listening, so I'm paying attention to what they're saying. You're putting yourself in a good place to have what not only what you want, but also what you need. So if there is some concern about love being in your life, you're already in that attraction place of bringing the right or bringing someone into your life that will be there for you. Okay. So yeah, you're in that place. They're basically saying, yeah, you're in this place right now to achieve what you want, what your goals are. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. You're in 100% good place. Okay. You believe it?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
So you will attract whatever you're putting out there is what you're going to attract. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're not looking for love, are you? I thought you were in love. No, she's not.
No, I don't know. I think we're in the friend zone.
Well, do you like that place?
Well, yeah, I'm not mad at him. I'll be his friend.
But it's not what you hoped it would be, right?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So, but you're in a vibrational. See, if you listen to the rest of the show, there's a great article I'm going to cover about this whole thing of vibration and people's changing vibrations. So your vibration shifted. So that's why you're in the friend zone. Okay. One or the other's vibration changes. His went lower, your went higher, or something happened in that whole thing, that whole scenario where you lost that, what Spirit's saying is that magnetic connection that leads to romance, and it drifts back into the friend zone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I don't know which way it went for you or him. You might have gone higher, he might have gone lower, or you went lower and he went higher, but you guys kind of pulled apart vibrationally.
Yeah. Do you see somebody new?
Well, that's what they're trying to tell you. That's what they told you. Don't get into when. When, Tali.
Everybody asks when.
I know, but when's not always a fair question, because just maintain this high vibration of what you want, and it'll be soon. Absolutely soon is what I hear. Just don't get negative on yourself now. Don't get down on yourself. Don't get all bummed out about. See, here's what happens very quickly. You're really wanting a relationship, and you're all happy, excited about getting a relationship, and then you go, oh, man, I'll never get a relationship. What a bummer. Boy, I doubt if I'll ever get in a relationship. So that just drags you down. And so you got to stay up. So don't focus on it. Don't focus on a relationship. Just keep your energy up about other things in your life, and you will attract. Because as I was writing, you've already set these people to come up in your life. They're already there. They're going to be in your life. They're already there. You already made agreements before you came here for people to pop into your life. So you just have to be ready for their you just have to be ready for their vibration. Okay? You get it. Soon.
Thank
just keep
you.
Yourself hot. Keep yourself positive.
Okay.
Got it?
Thank you. Got it.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, see, the whole show is about vibration. Now, let me get into this article. That was a really good article about this whole subject. And where is it from? ConsciousLifeNews.com. Why high vibration can lead to lost relationships. I like this. Let me find the author again so you know who it is. The author, his name is Andrea Schulman, a former high school psychology teacher and creator of Raise Your Vibration Today. And that's her website. Yeah. So Raise Your Vibration Yeah. So let me get into the article. I thought it was really cool. We'll go through it real quick. I've been asked many times about the common phenomenon in the law of attraction community regarding lost relationships. It seems that many people who are learning how to raise their vibration find they lose friends or incur strained relationships with people they used to be close with. In this article, see, I'm going to stop there and go, that's what happened in my marriage. We vibrationally went into different places. And I'm reading this and going, yeah, that's my marriage. It also happened into a long-term relationship that we shifted vibrationally into different places. And boom, it's over. It ends. So the answer is you got to maintain that vibrational connection. I think most of my listeners would go, yeah, it happened to me too. Okay, in this article, I seek to answer these questions and why having a high vibration can lead to lost relationships. Now, let me first say this phenomenon is a bit of a conundrum. When you raise your vibration, you should expect that only good things would happen to you, right? After all, a high vibration is supposed to attract things that are good to you. Therefore, on the surface, it simply doesn't make sense that you would have to deal with relationship breakups because they're not so good. They don't feel so good, right? Okay, but to really understand this phenomenon, you must dive a little deeper. When we raise our vibrations, we align ourselves with a happier, more aligned state of being. In this state, we are more likely to want to promote tolerance, love, and happiness. This, by the way, is why many people often see us as being flighty or even ridiculous, but we are aware of the benefits of connection and unity. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Part of the process of true ascension is raising your vibration to a point where you align with really where more and more people in connection and unity and focus on the positive. As your vibration raises, you can tell that you are truly on the right path by looking to see who's around you. If you're seeing more people who are kind, loving, and in the state of connection, it can be certain that you have significantly raised your vibration and attracted more unified reality. Okay. The problem arises in our relationships is not that we are incapable of attracting these kind and loving people, but it's rather often difficult for us to change our expectation about certain people we have grown close to, husbands and wives and friends and, you know, siblings and all that stuff, parents. Often we raise our vibrations, become aware of the negativity that exists within the people around us. I have a friend who's a listener. He probably could, you know, say that he started to see somebody and could see the low vibration energy in that person. So that's what happens. You start seeing that low vibrational individual. Often when we raise our vibrations, become aware of the negativity that exists within people around us. Many times we start to see what happens, that they aren't as positive and connected as we once believed they were. I noticed in my reality when I first became interested in the law of attraction, I had a dear friend who I'd often seen as a very positive, uplifting person. Though my newer, more uplifted perspective, however, became more obvious to me that while he was still a very kind and loving person, his perspective was indeed much more negative than I had ever been able to see before. Ooh. So that breaks up relationships. You're no longer in the same vibrational field. So if you find yourself in a position like this and suddenly a loved one appears to be more negative, it is simply because your perception has changed due to your energetic shift. You're in a different magnetic field. You're in a magnetic field close to source, and they're in a different low vibrational magnetic field. At one point, your loved one's behavior may have seemed perfectly acceptable, but now it may not be resonate as well with you. If this is the case, you may have a hard time believing that this one loved one can raise up with you. And they don't. Take my ex-wife. She's a nice person, and we're friends now. But our vibrational things, she carried on the negativity of her parents. Ooh. Okay, I'm not trying to put her down, but there's a lot of negativity. And when you start to raise your vibration, you no longer want to go there, right? You no longer want to be in that vibrational field. And at some point, you just kind of drift away from these people. because they just don't feel right to you. I'm not finishing the article. I'm kind of finishing the article for them, but you just doesn't feel right anymore. It just doesn't feel like I should be with this person or around this person. Not just romantic. The author didn't say this is about just romance. It could be workmates. It could be friends. It could be neighbors. It could be siblings. It could be parents. And in some cases, even children, believe it or not. But sometimes children carry on a higher vibration than we do, right? They carry on this energy that's much more positive than our energy. Okay, I have a couple articles that I don't have time to get to today. Tomorrow we're going to talk more about this vibrational field. I thought this is an interesting article. I don't know how you guys feel about this. 6 ways cannabis helps. You know, like marijuana, but cannabis, just use the word cannabis here. And it doesn't necessarily mean smoking. You can be taking the, you know, various other forms of taking it into your body. I have this next one, and I'm just going to go through these really quick because I don't have a lot of time. It may heal bones. Tel Aviv University's Slackler Faculty of Medicine has found that using marijuana can help broken bones heal quicker. What do you think about that? We have found that CBT, the cannabinoid alone, makes bones stronger during healing, enhancing the maturation of the whatever, well, that's a technical word, which provides the basis of new bone tissue. Okay, so after being treated with CBT, it doesn't necessarily smoking, but it's taking the oil, treated bone will be harder to break in the future. What do you think? Cool idea, huh? And research is still going on with that. Now, CBT, you can do the oil. And it probably could have been an ointment that they put on the area of the break to see how it would affect it. Okay? Not just smoking it. It may treat Alzheimer's disease, and Alzheimer's associated explained with its protein pieces called but up clumped together in the brain. It may cause Alzheimer's disease. Let's just kind of jump through this real quick. Medical marijuana has shown to slow down the process of the protein deposits of the brain that cause Alzheimer's. How is this possible? THC is a chemical found in marijuana and is believed to relax the production of these proteins and causing the problem. What do you think? People's attitude about it, I just don't believe. It's a miracle. You know, God or the universe gave us this plant to use for our benefit. It can treat glaucoma, which is one of the very first uses of marijuana, was treating glaucoma in individuals. It may also be used into HIV and helping people with HIV. I thought the one I really liked was, because this is kind of something I'm dealing with a little bit, it may ease rheumatic arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis affects more than 2 million people and is accompanied by pain, stiffness, and inflammation. RA is an autoimmune disease where the body's immune system starts attacking the joints, mistaking it for a foreign body. That kind of sucks, huh? Ooh. Okay, the use of cannabis has effects that led to research directed at the understanding of the function of all these receptors. Well, basically, it helps. It's by reducing inflammation, so marijuana, cannabis will help with our inflammation. So if you have a lot of inflammation, run to your clinic. Hopefully it's legal or somewhat legal in wherever you live, and you can use it. California, we've legalized it for both recreation and medical use. Some states, they don't, and our federal government's all crazy on this subject, and we won't get into that today. So this has been fun. We've been talking a lot about vibration and relationships, and I'll do more of it tomorrow. We'll do some more writing and on the subject. And I'll finish the article that I started about how to align yourself with somebody, you know, because it's, I was talking about that whole thing, that there's lots of individuals out there. Isn't just one. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. There isn't just one soulmate. There's lots of them. Okay. Well, enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Have some fun. Okay. Go out there. Play, dance, sing, laugh. Yeah, laugh and giggle. If you're not laughing enough, you got to get pump it up. So my information is in the episode information if you want to contact my phone number and also my website, and I still do that.